corner is the veteran comedic actor and longtime friend of this program, Cheech Marin. Cheech, welcome back to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again.
It's nice to be talked to.
Yeah. All right, now you got a new show that you're going to be in. It's called Rob, and I believe it starts, is it tonight?
Tonight.
I started last week, and tonight's the second episode, so be sure to watch it.
Okay, so it's on CBS 11 here in Dallas and Fort Worth, 7:30, Thursday nights. Now tell us about the show.
It stars Rob Schneider and myself, and he's a very uptight, confirmed bachelor who doesn't like to be touched, and he marries my daughter, who's Mexican-American, and he marries in this very touchy-feely Mexican family, and we bug the hell out of him.
So how is it? Is there a huge cultural difference in marrying into a tight-knit Mexican family versus any other tight-knit family?
Well, the food's different. It's the color of the beans, actually. It changes. That's about it.
Now, speaking of, do you like Tex-Mex food, or do you like authentic Mexican food? Or I know that you got your nickname from...
I like both, but I like Tex-Mex food a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of my favorite cuisines.
Because one of our crew members here, Junior Miller, who joins us now. Hi, Junior.
Cheech. How are you?
Hey, Junior.
He recently had some Mexican food, and it all came out his rear end in a...
Oh, baby. Well, everything's working then.
In a liquid form.
No, it mainly came out the way it went in.
Yeah, come on, ice cream.
Yeah, I hear you. So I can't eat chicken enchiladas ever again.
That's funny.
Well, so, Gordon, you said that Cheech got his nickname from Mexican food?
Yeah, didn't you like some sort of Chicano cuisine?
That's funny. Chicharrones.
That's right.
Deep-fried pig skins, yeah. I looked like a little chicharron when I was a baby.
And so they called you Cheech.
How
he got his nickname. How long have you known Rob Schneider?
For a few years, a couple years ago, we did a roast for Quentin Tarantino at the Friars Club, and he just got up on the thing and killed in front of the best comedians in the world. And I said, wow, this guy, he's really is funny. I mean, I like his characters on Saturday Night Live, but he was hilarious. And so when this call came in, I go, I think I could work with Rob really easy, and so far it has been.
So you do stand-up, you do movies. Doing the sitcom on network television, what's that like? Do you like doing it?
I love it. I love the schedule. You know, you work all week and then you shoot on Friday, and it's like having a regular job, and I love it. You know, and it's here in L.A. I don't have to travel, so and zillions of people see you. So life couldn't be better.
We're visiting with the historic Cheech Marin, star of the new show Rob, which is on CBS 11 Thursday night, 7:30.
You may be saying his last name wrong.
Is it Marine or Marin?
Marine. That's funny.
Damn.
Man, we've been calling Marin, you Marin.
I'll come to Marin.
Well, why is everyone mispronouncing it, and why aren't you correcting them more
often? No, it's not just mispronouncing it. It's just the English version is Marin, and the correct Spanish pronunciation is Marine. Actually, it's a French name, Marin, which is French for sailor.
Told you, George. George didn't believe me that it was French for sailor.
Yeah. There?
Now, George is a big fan of several of your former co-stars. Don Johnson is one of them.
George, oh, I love Don Johnson. Yeah, he's my guy. Yeah.
George loves Don Johnson. And George and I were both big fans of your performance in Lost.
That's funny. Oh, I like Lost. That was the executive producer and head writer of Lost is Carlton Cuse, and he was the head writer and executive producer of Nash Bridges as well.
Is that how you got into the Lost thing, or did you have to go on an audition like everyone else?
No, they called me up and say, would you like to come down and do it? I said, yeah.
Okay, so since you're a part of the show, do you understand exactly what happened at the end? Because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it was all a dream. No, it says, I figured it was something like that. It was like, you know, the way weighing stations, purgatory, basically, you know. And I like that. I mean, I think they ended it just nice.
So did you watch all the episodes of Lost, or did you just watch the ones that you were in and then just say, man, this is too tired, Hetty. I don't want to get into the mess, rest of this.
You know what? You know, I didn't watch it much, but I'd watched a couple of shows. But when I got the job, I went there, and we'd sit in the makeup trailer with all the other actors, and they would tell me their storyline. You know, I said, well, how come you're still working when you got killed like 3 weeks ago, you know? And then they would tell me that. And after a while, I said, hey, okay, don't tell me anymore. I'm more confused now.
See, I think it would have been better if they let Chong on there as well.
That's funny.
I think that
Yeah, there we go. He could have been Jorge's Ghost of Future Present or something.
Now, do you still smoke pot?
That's funny. Every once in a while, yeah, when I actually need to.
When you need to.
Yeah. Or sometimes you just say, hey, I need a joint right now, and then the world will be fine, and it is.
That's what George is always telling me. George is our big pot smoker.
That. No, I'm not really, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I think everybody should smoke a joint every once in a while and chill.
Everybody should.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
What about if Jesus was still on the earth? Would you recommend pot usage for Jesus?
I'd go to buy from him. Oh, what would Jesus smoke?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cheech, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Are you?
Yes, we're still here. We had a little technical difficulty there for just a moment.
Sorry about that.
All right, so now tell me about your daughter on this show. Is she hot? Who is this actress?
Claudia Basols. She's Spanish. She's from Barcelona. She is just the most gorgeous and the sweetest girl in the world. I mean, it's just a joy to work with her. She's just great. I love her.
Who's generally hotter, the Spanish or the Mexicans?
That's funny.
You still there?
Yeah, I am. Well, you know, they're both hot. It's like picking between Chile and Chile, you know.
I've always said that, too.
There you go.
So what's Tommy Chong up to these days? You guys still close?
Yeah, well, they're doing tours. I mean, doing jobs, you know, live dates. We've got some of them coming up right now. And we have fun, you know. He does a stand-up, too. When we're not working, he does an individual stand-up just to, you know, to keep fresh. And so we're having a good time that way.
Well, good. Well, Cheech Marin, we certainly thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with us.
Thank you very much for having me on. Be sure to watch Rob tonight at 8:30 on CBS. It gets funnier every week.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll see you, Cheech.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
Sure.
You are such
see?
A jerk.
Nice friend of the program.
How many
no
different
problem.
Times in that interview did he try to wreck it by laying out?
He started off, Cheech got in the car, and Gordon drove it into the ditch immediately by saying, so the show debuts tonight. And he goes, no, it actually debuted last night.
That was my fault. I apologize for that.
That was an honest Gordo. But then after that, he would back away from the mic, hope for awkward silence. Yes, you did.
There was no awkward silence in that.
God,
there were no awkward moments in that. It was a great interview. That was one of the best interviews we've done.
It was a good interview.
It was better than the last one.
Yes. I like when he said
he hung up on us. And I thought there was going to be a moment there where he got tired of your nonsense. At one time he had to ask if you're still there.
All right, Fernando, did you mention to him anything about the last time he was on?
I did not. I didn't have time.
Good.
I like him. I think he's funny.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't. Was great in Tin Cup, and
was in Cars. I believe he was the voice of Ramon in Cars.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I support him.
And he likes Junior, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Junior.
You got some drops on
we
there?
We did get some drops.
There's some good laughs in there.
Yeah.
All right, we need to examine the most awkward moments of that interview at some point.
Something about the ice cream joke that he threw at Junior.
Yeah.
Hello, ice cream.
That, yeah, what was
me,
that?
That to me should just be a default punchline anytime there's hello, a lull in conversation. Just say, right. Hello, ice cream.
I just thought it was cool having David Reyes on, Hurley's dad. I mean, that was awesome.
Oh, he just looked that up.
What?
He's celebrating the fact that Wikipedia is not blacked out today.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It was today, not yesterday.
Uh-huh. Can't I be a Lost fan, too?
No, you can't. Because you never watched it.
I know a lot about the program.
You watched 5 minutes of it, and it was sometime when they were burning a cabin and had a submarine, and you just keep coming back to those same 2 points.
I know that he's David Reyes, Hurley's dad.
Okay, who's Hurley?
The bigger guy.
What did he win?
A Golden Globe?
Oh, won the lottery, Craig.
Yes, I know that. I thought you meant what else.
Who did he become romantically involved in the show? On the show, there was some...
Don't look at your...
We got John Daniels coming up.
Yes, we do.
Sorry, I'll answer that tomorrow.
Wait, why did you put your fingers to your ear as if you were listening to an IFB?
Because I was getting some information in my right ear.
We're all in the same
headphones. John Daniels is going to join us.
You're right, Junior.
Coming up next to talk about the UD.